Should be a very, very good new year ahead for all of you. I certainly wish that and hope that for myself. Now, the West is getting pounded. A powerful storm sent rivers, creeks way over their banks into cities, set off mudslides, blocked major highways all across Northern California on Saturday. At least a dozen people had to be rescued. So it's bad news in California, and there's another storm on the way. Now, briefly, I would like to say it looks like 2005 was dominated by Hurricane Katrina. This is according to 1,500 people who responded to a LexisNexis survey. About 97% of Americans considered the August hurricane that devastated New Orleans the most talked about event in their homes, and I believe that certainly. Followed by the gas hikes, that's real personal, the war in Iraq, and the tsunami, of course. The London bombings in July took five, just ahead of the U.S. Supreme Court nominations. Two human interest stories were next on the list. Remember Terri Schiavo, and of course Natalie Holloway, a missing teenager. Now, with regard to the predictions that we took last night, a few corrections, actually all on the plus side, really. Dear Art, from the 2005 predictions, I believe it was number 51 or 52 that you read last night. Prediction was a celebrity has a tree accident. Well, if you consider an athlete a celebrity, then it was a ding, ding, ding. Former Steeler football player Steve Corson died when he was crushed felling a tree on his property in November of 2005. So that is now corrected also. The giant sucking sound referred to that I couldn't recall, I should have known. It was, of course, the Christian rapture, so that would be a bonk, and then another ding, ding, ding on technology. Says Arthur, sorry, Toshiba and IBM have indeed implemented the cell professor, the cell processor professor. The next generation 9 processor computer chip, which can be as much as 100 times faster than current technology. I think the prediction deserves a big ding, ding, ding. Okay. So I'm up for that. Two dings and a bonk. And I had already bonked, the large sucking sound. Therefore we add two dings to the list. Now we will continue to allow you to make predictions tonight. Here are the rules. Only one prediction per customer. That's all. Only one served. One prediction. So make it a big one, a good one. No email predictions. No fast blast predictions. Only on-air predictions that are numbered so they can be recorded, given a number, and then stored in the Bell family vault for yet another year. Please think very hard about your prediction before you make it. Don't just dial to get on the air. You know, try to draw something from your psychic center. I believe that all of you, or many of you, percentage-wise, are above average in terms of the national population with regard to, ESP and remote viewing and all the things that are covered and I know followed by many on this program. So obviously you're going to do better than the average, and you have. One last rule, no predictions of assassinations of U.S. politicians. That gets me a visit by the Secret Service. They've been here many times. I hate it, so I will bleep that out. Don't bother doing it. Beyond that, there are no rules. So when we resume with prediction number 67, we have to take a break. They get so touchy about these breaks. It's like, Art, quit forgetting the commercial. So let's take the break, get it done, and begin with number 67. I kind of remember as a child, when I could begin remembering such things, that I wondered many times, would I ever see the year 2000? The year 2000. It seemed a million miles away at the time, and now here we are with 2006 rushing at us here on the West Coast. So let us proceed then with predictions. This will be the final night. It is a yearly event. Many times, many programs, in fact, most all of them have some sort of expert on to make predictions. This program is no different. It will. But really, this is the only opportunity for the audience in general to take their best shot at it. So again, I implore you to please consider carefully the prediction that you're going to make. Don't make it a wish. Don't make it a hope. Don't make it a dream. Don't make it a political or religious statement. Instead, make it, you know, from your psychic center, what you really feel is something that's going to happen in 2006. With that, first time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Is this me?
That is you, indeed. Where are you?
My name is Donald, and I'm calling from Burien, Washington.
All right, Donald.
Seattle.
Well, welcome to the program. KVI, yes.
Thank you. It's an honor, Art. I'd like to predict that the astronomers of the world, or whoever gets the information first, will find two huge bodies beyond Pluto. They will be able to verify the locations of Maldek that has been previously known as Marduk, or the...
All right, I have a question for you. Haven't they already... I vaguely recall they found something or a couple of somethings beyond Pluto already, haven't they?
Well, yes, they sure have, Art. Sedna is a planet, but that's beyond the orbit of Maldek.
All right, so you're saying these are going to be two additional objects.
Right. And,
okay.
One of them is 50 times bigger than Earth, and the other, Maldek, is 88 times the size of Earth.
Well, how would they have missed that until now?
Well, that's the problem.
Oh, it is a big problem. It's a big problem because there are stars and other, stars out there, and they would, even if they don't see the planets, something the size you're talking about would you know, black other things out as it went by, and I don't see how they could miss it.
Well, it's on a very strange elliptical orbit. It's on an angle from where most of the planets travel.
Okay.
Actually, I've been listening to you for about, 15 years, and starting in 1991, I've been reading many books on astronomy and found out that astronomers have no system whatever to the solar system.
All right, well, I'm going to have to hold it there. I've recorded it as number 67, but I think you were quite clear, and your answer was a good one, the elliptical orbit being the reason that they have not yet identified it. That would do the trick, all right. So you never know. You never know about these things. The man could be dead right. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, I feel those same feelings you felt about the year 2000 and as a little kid, and there it was.
Yeah, you remember that thinking, man, can you imagine making it to 2000?
2000, exactly. and boy, man, time flies so fast.
Well, it does, and how many people get to be around for a 1,000-year change? Not too many.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. Okay, well, on to my prediction.
Yes.
Well, my prediction is we will have a space disaster, not so much with the shuttle, but with the Mars reconnaissance orbiter that's going to hit in March, and I feel that something's going to go wrong. That's what we're going to be told, that something went wrong, and we're not going to get to see any of that.
Some kind of space disaster in 06, huh?
Yes. Having to do with the Mars mission.
The Mars mission. Do you have any idea at all what kind of disaster?
Well, they have a reconnaissance orbiter hitting in March of 2006, so that's what I'm predicting right there.
You think it'll crash into Mars?
No, I think they're going to give us some excuse that something went wrong.
There's been a lot of that. Oh, okay. I've got it. But there's been a lot of that with the Mars probes. Very suspicious things. Now, of course, we've got the rovers, and they've been quite successful. And so perhaps that erases some of the suspicion that was attached to what was going on with the extremely unlucky missions, both on the part of the U.S. and the USSR, to Mars. I mean, everything kept going wrong. In some cases, they thought they had photographs of something closing in on some of the probes that ended up destroying themselves. I'll leave that in quotes. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Ayat, would you do me a favor?
I don't know.
On your website, would you put on your address? Because I got no way of calling, writing to you.
All right. Why don't I give it to you right now?
Oh, no, I got no pencil on that.
Well, right, it's not brain science. You'll be able to remember. Okay? ArtBell@AOL.com or ArtBell@Mindspring.com. Either one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right?
All right. Now, I predict that next year, NASA is going to start on it. I figured out how flying saucers work and all that.
You did?
Yeah. And they got two different systems that they work on. One is electric magnetic drive, and the other is an impulse drive. And I'm going to get a hold of NASA and see if they won't start to work on it next year.
Start to work on what?
A spaceship that can travel the whole universe.
And uses what, impulse?
It uses electrical impulse, and its electrical impulse comes from the Earth. It's natural. And you don't need many moving parts. But that's how the spaceships work.
Got it. All right. So NASA essentially locks on to what he feels the ETs are using, some kind of electrical impulse drive. Got it down, number 69. And west of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Almost went away there. Your first name is?
My name's Catherine. I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California.
Okay, Catherine.
All right. I have a prediction. I think in 2006, it will become public knowledge that Condoleezza Rice is expecting a baby. And I think the father will turn out to be a major figure in our current administration.
Oh, goodness.
But it's not who you might think, and I don't know exactly what that means, but that's how my vision came to me today.
That's the kind of thing that happens in Great Britain.
Well, it can happen here, too. I think that's the sort of thing that can happen anywhere.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you. So it's somebody in the current administration who will be the daddy.
Right, but then my vision, this came to me in the vision when I was exercising today, and it said, and the words, but it's not who you might think.
It's
so
not who
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but believe me, we've got it recorded as prediction number 70, and trust me, we're all going to be watching this one.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, take care, and who do you suppose it might be? She predicts. Remember, these are only predictions, ladies and gentlemen, that Condi Rice will be pregnant, will get pregnant, and it will be somebody in the current administration, not who you may think it is, though, whoever that might be. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Aaron from San Bernardino.
Okay.
Okay, my predictions about the Pope and where he's going to travel this year.
Oh.
And the first place he's going to travel is to Jerusalem, and then he'll come to California, Sacramento, I think he'll come for a building of a church in Sacramento.
Yes.
And he'll also talk about, like, a speech about the floods, and because the meat in Sacramento, California, will be very, like, scarce. And then after that, he'll go to
Now,
Cuba.
Is this a genuine prediction, or
yes.
have you gone on the net and looked at the Pope's travel itinerary?
No, I didn't. I haven't. I didn't even know that they had that on the internet.
Well, I don't either, but everything else is there, so
no.
I would imagine that would be. So you promise?
No, I promise.
That you have not done that?
No.
Okay. So okay. Jerusalem, that'll be a biggie.
Okay. And then I think he'll go to Cuba.
Okay, now that's enough. I mean, okay. if he makes Jerusalem, you win.
I know, but I just
And then if he goes to California from there, that's a double hitter.
Okay, and then also about the prediction number 51, how he that person said a celebrity.
Yes.
I think it's the reason why he said, like, about a tree. I think that's something that has to do with the Joshua tree, because that celebrity Bono wrote the Stephen King.
Was it 51? Let me see.
Yeah, it was 51.
51, yeah, that's... No, Pope will pass away in May or June was 51.
Then 52.
It was 52, celebrity versus tree accident of some kind. And somebody has named, indeed, somebody who was hit by a tree. And so that definitely qualifies. A wild card line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
It sure is a pleasure to speak with you.
Glad to have you.
I feel like a kindred spirit with you. I'm a cat guy with five cats.
You have five cats.
And I got my fifth before you got your fifth, but anyway.
It requires a substantial attention to keeping the cat box clean.
Right. I know how that goes.
Looks like a small sandbox, actually. Anyway, do you have a prediction for us?
Sure. My prediction is that Israel will launch a bombing attack against the West Bank of unprecedented scale, conventional bombs, and it will it'll just be of such magnitude that it will shock everybody.
All right, let me ask you this. Will it be in response to some provocation, or they'll just do it out of the blue?
Well, there's always provocation.
I mean, normally, unless something really awful happens, Israel does not act. I mean, it's very rare. They preempted a nuclear a facility, you'll recall, once. But, I mean, first acts on their part are pretty rare.
Well, it could be sparked by just about anything. You will be able to say that they were provoked when it happens, but... Actually, the consensus is going to end up being that they vacated their settlements in order to be able to do a really mass attack to where the people would not be in harm's way.
All right. Got it. That'll be, by the way, number 72, that Israel, for whatever reason, conducts a gigantic bombing campaign on the West Bank, and that could lead to God knows what, and he is the only one who knows. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that you?
It's me. Is
How
it
about that?
Is it you, though?
Actually, I'm trying to figure that out.
Uh-huh. And where are you?
Where are we? We are in Massachusetts, Art.
We, huh?
Yes, my wife and I.
I see. This is a sort of a man and wife prediction.
Kind of, yeah.
Is your wife on the line?
Hi.
It is a man and wife prediction. Okay. All right. We're closing in here on the bottom of the hour. So what is it you two have cooked up?
Well, what we've cooked up, Art, is that our prediction for 2006 is that there are going to be restrictions on the Internet.
Oh, how are they going to do that?
Well, they've already tried to do that with the United Nations, and you're going to be seeing more of it as far as we are concerned. And the reason is because there's nothing more important to a world order than control
of information. That's right. Does this mean that they're going to stop people from selling little blue pills on the Internet?
I wish it were that simple.
I know. But instead, it'll be the New World Order beginning to close down some pathways and servers. Is that the idea?
Well, they've already done that, Art.
What have they closed?
Well, I mean, think about the Great Depression.
Yes.
The Great Depression was really about a land grab.
No. We're talking here about the Internet.
That's correct.
They've begun to close what on the Internet?
Well, what do you think the dot-com was about? The dot-com bust.
In review, the predictions you all made for 2005 were very dire. very apocalyptic. And I think that was probably due to the fact that we had just had the tsunami and everybody was looking at this just this horrible mess. And so they had a sort of an apocalyptic mood about them. And many of them, more than normal, I would say, are wrong. Now, contrasting that to this year's predictions thus far have been very different. I mean, very different, not the normal. I mean, of course, we get the earthquakes and volcanoes and floods and the rest of that, but they've been sort of all over the place and very interesting. So next year is going to be a lot of fun to review. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Raymond Sanchez from El Paso, Texas.
Yes.
I predict that the bird flu will become a serious epidemic in the United States and will, like, mutate into a human flu.
So the bird flu hits the U.S.?
Yes, sir.
You think that's going to happen in 2006?
Late November or December of 2006.
Actually, being really honest with you, sir, what you just predicted is one of my greatest fears. I had to write down my greatest fears right now for us all. Mm-hmm. The bird flu would be at the top of my list. And the things I've done quite a bit of looking into it, and the mortality rate is just horrible, horrible. And so I think it's a very serious matter. If the bird flu got loose and became transmissible human to human, without question, what would you do?
I guess I would stay at home trying to keep my immune system very high. Take vitamins and exercise, I guess.
Would you have the ability to stay away from everybody for, 3 to 6 months or something?
I would seriously try it. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know if I could either. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate sort of your prediction, and I hope and pray you are wrong. That really is very near the top of my concerns, my immediate concerns. Of course, I have other concerns about the environment and so forth, but this bird flu thing is a little scary. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good evening, Art, and Happy New Year. This is Blair in Sedona.
Hello, Blair. Hold on a sec. Let me see if I can correct that. Okay, Blair, proceed.
Okay. My prediction is that there'll be periods of times on the planet where communication systems will stop altogether. Satellites, communication satellites will disappear.
Disappear?
Well, yeah.
Let's see. All right. Enlarge on that a little bit. When you say satellites are going to disappear, you mean they're going to malfunction? Do you mean that something is going to zap them out of space or what?
Probably could be everything you said. Now, I don't want to go too far out on a limb because last year I was one of the bonks. I was the one that predicted the fragments would cause spontaneous fires from Comet Tempo 1 being impacted.
Yeah, that one blew up in your face.
Well, I tell it to the people in Oklahoma and Texas right now, though.
Well, yeah, I know. Those are not pieces of it. Yeah.
But the energy that is coming down is sort of discordant with those tornadoes in the middle of November.
Now, that's kind of a reach, brother.
Okay. But anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that and just see what happens. And, the glancing blow that hit Deep Impact probably saved us from all of the big stuff. If you look at the NASA website, we hit the third target, which is down toward the leg. And there are no photos. NASA's embargoing the photos. We can't see what's going on afterwards. $330 million.
All right, brother. 75 is your number, and we'll see how you do this year. He predicts mass communication outages, that sort of thing, satellites disappearing. And he didn't argue when I said, you mean zapped out of the sky? Well, yes. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art Bell. You rock the radio world, dude.
Well, thank you.
Happy New Year from Cleveland, Ohio. This is Sue.
Hey, Sue.
My prediction, and I'm not saying this lightly, is something is going to happen in the United States where the UN is going to step in. And I say this only because of what I've seen since, like, Y2K.
Uh-huh.
I have a delivery job, and in Cleveland, we're like Detroit. We make cars and vans and stuff.
Right.
Always at night, in the middle of the night, there's always the van haulers. And there's all these white trucks going east on the highway, always, and you hardly ever see them during the daytime.
All right, let me try and discern from you, if I can, what you think might happen. What could happen that would be serious enough in the U.S. to cause the rest of the world, in essence, to step in? What would it be?
Well, I'm not going to knock the government for Katrina, but they did a pretty poor job. Something like that, a natural disaster, some uprising in the United States because of the way things are going.
I guess it could happen.
You know, and where are they putting all these white vans? I've watched it for 4 years. Where are they going? Occasionally you'll see a blue one or a red one, but you see truckloads of them in a convoy heading east.
To the giant white van storage lot. I don't know.
And they don't have any markings on them whatsoever. It would be real easy for the UN to just stick a UN sticker right on it if they have to.
Well, since we supply the lion's share of funding for the UN, wouldn't you think we'd be aware of it?
You know what? I thought about that, but with it, all the other secret stuff that goes on, you know, like I said, and I'm sure maybe somebody from this area can call in
and verify what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, but as far as I can tell, who needs all these white vans? Because they're painted out there. And if you drive by the plant, they paint for companies and stuff. They paint logos and stuff on sides of vans for companies. So these ones are finished and going somewhere.
So you think that suddenly there will be this mass swarm of white vans descending on every small town and city in the United States with the with UN guys in them taking over?
Well, you know, not necessarily taking over, just like martial law for like a Katrina disaster.
That would be taking over. Martial law definitely would be taking over.
Something like that, because, I mean, I still am astounded.
Let's stay with this for a second. Suppose the UN did that. How do you think the President of the United States would respond? I mean, he wouldn't be too happy.
He wouldn't be too happy, but he doesn't look like he's too happy now either.
All right. You're down as number 76, my dear. Thank you.
All right, and have a great New Year.
Right, and keep me informed on the white vans.
Cool, I will.
All right, later. We would not be a good nation to occupy. Americans just would not be good occupied people at all. We'd be, we'd behave just terribly. And so I would think anybody would think 25 times before attempting to implement any international mandate across the United States. I don't know. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Bob from Greenville, California.
Hello, Bob.
I'm listening on XM Radio.
All right, excellent.
Okay, my prediction. Okay, outer space aliens will come down to Earth and yell at President Bush for wrecking the environment.
I'm not putting that down.
You aren't. Why not?
Because that's a political comment.
Well, I'm a Republican. Why would it be political?
Well, because this is just one of those sort of opportunities to make a prediction and get a political slam in. That's why.
I keep dreaming this, though.
Do you really? Oh, yeah, right. Well, then dream on, brother.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. See, that's exactly what I don't want. There's a perfect demonstration of what I don't want, and I'm not recording it. You know, you could tell right away. I mean, there's a certain glee in his voice. You could hear the glee in his voice as he delivered that. I mean, you knew damn well it wasn't something that, some incredible something that really came to him in a vision. He sat back and cooked that baby up before he called. International Line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. This is Randall. I'm calling from Alberta.
Yes, Randall.
And my prediction is that President Sharon in Israel will probably be out of office, and President Benjamin Netanyahu will probably come into office and make a preemptive strike on Iran, probably a... something similar to what they did to Iraq many years ago, and it would seem to make sense anyway outside of the intuitive feeling I have about it.
I'm a big fan of Netanyahu.
Yeah, actually so am I, but I mean I just have this strong feeling, even separate of my own natural feeling or inclination towards him, that he'll actually end up being president, which is coming to fore, it seems like anyway. Sharon may be getting a little bit old, and that's okay. He's a good man. He's a great man. But Benjamin Netanyahu is the man, and I believe that the United States would look on this in a way so that they don't have to get their hands any dirtier internationally or be seen in any worse light internationally. And this way, the Israelis will be able to have a preemptive strike, probably fairly successful on the nuclear program in Iran, and probably do a fairly good job. And Iran will probably not decide to do much back in retaliation to Israel for some fairly obvious reasons, and that's my prediction.
Yeah, you would think that nations around Israel would get tired of building nuclear plants and having them reduced to rubble.
Correct, and I'm surprised that they're doing it in such a laughing way, as if Israel is incapable of doing this after 15 years ago, proving that they're quite capable of doing this, no less now some 15 years later. And Iran is consistently talking about giggling in a giggly, almost gleeful way, as you would put it, about putting rockets into Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to mention that, I mean, it's like a dangerous thing. Israel, just pound for pound, is a very tough country. They don't kid around. The United States tends to want to back them, from what I can tell.
And Netanyahu's a very strong leader. I would compare him, thank you, to Maggie Thatcher in a way. I mean, there are some leaders around the world that that I identify with just because of their strength. Maggie Thatcher certainly was one of them. Ronald Reagan, I thought, was one of them. Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, is one of them as well, and I've sort of looked up to him, and it wouldn't surprise me but that he would again lead Israel. You never know. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Janice from Lockport, Illinois.
Okay, Janice.
And my prediction for 2006 is that two of our four living former presidents will pass away due to natural causes, and a third one will be diagnosed with dementia.
Wow. Okay. Got it. And it will be assigned number 78. Let me ask you this. How did these visions or thoughts come
up? Well, actually, yesterday when I was listening to the program, I wanted to call in, and my prediction was completely different from this. And then you said that, you know, don't have something that you're all set up with.
That's right.
That you should really just let it come.
That's right.
Well, two people called in about Castro dying, and it triggered something.
Gotcha. All right.
Well, it just triggered, and that was it. That's what I thought.
Then you, dear lady, are an example of exactly the right way to do it.
Oh, okay.
All right. See, now we've had examples of both. Thank you very, very much, number 78. That's exactly how you do it. I mean, something comes to you. You don't just, just pull something out of thin air just so you can get on the radio. But what we want here is a very unusually high hit rate of, well, very different sorts of things. And we're getting those kind of predictions this year. So I'm very pleased. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, yes, I'd like to predict that
wait a minute.
Al Zarqawi will not be caught.
Okay, what is your name?
George from Sacramento.
Okay, George. And you don't think he'll be caught, huh?
No, yeah. Can I tell a quick story real quick?
Sure.
I was in the Navy. I served 6 years as a nuclear engineer, and I have a friend. We went through power school, through like all our school together. We're roommates. And he was stationed on the on the East Coast, on a fast attack submarine. And he was telling me, we're on terminal leave in Hawaii about a year ago. He was telling me a story. We're talking about politics and the world and stuff. And I thought it was pretty interesting, so I thought I'd share it with everybody. They were on a mission, right, to locate a ship with Al Zarqawi, and they have the name of the ship, and they're to positively ID him. And they have, I guess, like microwave communications, a direct link directly to the White House and the Pentagon. So they found the ship. They positively ID'd Al-Zarqawi on the ship. They contacted Pentagon or White House, can't remember which one, and told them they had him. And they told him to let him go.
And they told him what?
They told him to let him go.
Let him go. All right. You know, I would hate to believe what you're just saying, but I want to back up what you're saying with another story. This was rather interesting, I thought. CNN the other day was running quite a serious story about bin Laden and the fact that he had never, of course, has not been caught. But they had a situation where our forces were within two-way, handheld, two-way radio distance of bin Laden. They actually heard him on a handheld radio. Now, that would have meant that, well, he was probably in a cave somewhere or in hiding, and he had to be very, very, very close. And they didn't get him. They did call in airstrikes, but for whatever reason, they didn't get him. But that's how close we were. Now, there was a book written about it, and that was what the interview was all about. They were interviewing the author of the book, but he absolutely verified that they were listening to him pray and instruct his followers, all of this in the open on a two-way radio near the Afghan-Pakistan border, and we didn't get him. So I don't know about Zarqawi and not being caught and what, you know, the story that caller just told, but indeed on CNN the other day, what I just told you transpired. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. Paul in Cincinnati.
Yo, Paul.
A fellow Seven Life Path.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy Glynis McCants when she's on your show, and I know you're a seven. George is a seven as well. Before I get to my prediction, can I ask you a question?
You may.
Enjoyed seeing you and Ramona on the ABC special about UFOs.
I guess that was the last special that Peter did.
Correct. You know, one thing I noticed is that when you do your show, I expected you to be sort of lounging in an office chair, leaning back and. But you're right up close to the mic and sitting up straight. And I mean, is that normal broadcast?
I have no idea. That's just the way I do it. I sit up straight and I'm close to the mic. That's what I do. Whether everybody else does that or not, I don't know. I've always been kind of a loner in broadcasting. You've got to remember, I'm here in Pahrump, Nevada, out in the middle of the desert, and it goes up from satellite to, you know, from Pahrump and then gets to L.A. and New York City and then all over the world, but it's just little old me sitting here. And the first half, we actually had quite a number of dings. The second half, I don't think we're going to do as well. Beginning with number 57, I'll try and do it quickly. Let's see, nuke goes off in India. That would be a bonk. Number 58, New York City hit by a virus. As far as I know, certainly a bonk. Number 59, hostile act in the Persian Gulf involving a U.S. carrier. Thank God that one's a bonk. 60, Lucifer is Jesus, that it's revealed that Lucifer is actually Jesus. Again, bonk. Hadn't heard that. Number 61, a major earthquake in Japan with a tsunami hitting Seattle. Now, there was a major earthquake, and there were tsunami warnings. You know, that's close enough, I think, to give it a ding. So ding. 62, Iraq elections not held. Definite bonk, they were. 63, Red River becomes Red Sea. Canada, that's a bonk. Let's see, the Ark of the Covenant found is 64. I don't think it has been. Some people think they know where it is. 65, Apostle Paul is the Antichrist, revealed to be the Antichrist, another bonk. 66, North Korea becomes democratic. Not even close. 67, boat has oil spill in Massachusetts. Ooh. I'm not sure about that one. There's vaguely something in my memory about that. I will hold that one as a question mark and ask you for verification on that. Boat has oil spill in Massachusetts, and number 68. Orbiting pieces rain down on the planet. That was a caller we had a little while ago, definitely a bonk. They have not rained down. Let me see a couple of more. 69. The New Madrid Fault lets loose. That's a bonk. That's always predicted. Number 70, time travelers finally reveal themselves. Might be a little argument, but I'll bonk it. 71, a new species, a new cat, is discovered. Ooh, I think that's a ding. In fact, yes, they did discover a new species of cat. Some ding. Number 72, World War. Bonk. God. 73, volcano, very destructive, goes off, bonk. You see how apocalyptic they were? That's what I was saying. People were in a very bad, negative mood last year. 74, another tsunami, and soon two, and then a third. Well, that's bonk. And we'll stop right there for now. So that gives you some idea of how apocalyptic and wrong last year's audience was. This year, we're getting a much larger variety of different sorts of predictions. In a moment, we'll continue with them. Once again, a possible look at the future. Now, I am going to, one more time, review the rules, if I can find them. We do have rules, and I've lost them. Oh, no, here they are. All right, only one prediction per customer. No email, fast blast, or otherwise stuff is going to be recorded, only on-air stuff, so it's numbered, recorded, and you all heard it. You can all clap or boo. Please think very carefully about your prediction before jumping to the telephone. And lastly, no predictions of assassinations of U.S. politicians. And there's a solid reason behind that. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Is that you?
That's, well, who are you expecting?
No, I was expecting you, but I'm a little nervous. But
who do you think I am?
You're Art Bell.
All right.
One of my little goals in life was to call you before you do something silly like retire again. So here you are, and here I am, and this is great.
And your first name is?
Linda.
Linda, okay. And Linda, yeah. I bet you have a prediction.
Yes, I do. And this is something that has been actually gnawing at me for quite some time. And it even kind of coincides with a call that you got earlier from the lady that saw the white trucks.
Really?
Really. And
have you seen any of those?
No, I haven't seen any of those. But when an uprising was mentioned, you know, it just kind of coincided with what I've...
Well, I'm not sure she said uprising. She said something like another hurricane or big tragedy or, you know, something.
Yeah. Well, my prediction is there is going to be a battle fought on American soil. And
Really.
And this is something I've dreamt about, I've had conscious thoughts about, and you know how the people that have called in that have, you know, predicted the earthquakes and stuff, and you've asked them if it was so strong, if they, you know, if they were planning on moving or anything.
That's right.
Well, my predictions have been so strong that we've actually armed ourselves.
Really?
Really.
Well, then let me probe a little. A war on American soil, other than the war on terrorism that we're fighting right now, you obviously mean a real shoot-em-up type war on American soil, right?
Right.
Give me some idea of what you think that could be.
Well, you know, I mean, I've kind of visualized it a little bit, and I'm not really sure. You know, I feel like I'm sounding like one of those psychics on TV that, you know, that says it doesn't work that way, you know, like you can't see everything.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you can't narrow it down to Americans fighting some foreign nationals of some sort, or?
I'm not sure if it's foreign or domestic.
Okay.
But, I see people in rural areas being in danger. I can see, you know, people in cities, I think, will be a little safer because it's a little easier to fortify, block off. Kind of like a marauder type thing. You know, just strikes on American soil, and people will, you know, will be fighting in their own backyards.
That's pretty grim.
It is, and I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are, too, but just in case you're not, it's number 80.
Okay.
All right?
All right, great talking to you.
Good talking to you, and thank you very much. That's pretty apocalyptic, all right. America, I wonder how Americans would deal with that. We've never had to deal, of course, with a war really on our own shores. Now, somebody will inevitably write and say, well, some Japanese balloons or a submarine or this or that. We really haven't fought a war on our shores. And I'm not altogether sure how that would go. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. This has to deal with a dream I had last night. And it's... In the end of it, somebody upper echelon of our government dies. And I don't want to give the name because I'm concerned, you know, about getting you in trouble.
Thank you.
But I dreamt that something cataclysmic it happens this year, and I believe it has to do with Turkey, something to do with diplomacy, and I feel like there's a direct conscious threat to our government, and in the end, we lose the life of one of the people in the very top levels of our government.
Now, you think that Turkey will be in some way involved in this, is that correct?
If it doesn't take place in Turkey, then something to do with Turkey. I don't know why, and I don't normally have these kinds of dreams. I was actually kind of shocked by it this morning.
No, that's all right. These are exactly the kinds of things that we want. Okay, an unnamed official is killed. It's cataclysmic and has something to do with Turkey.
Absolutely, but the official is kind of like the end. Like, something begins, and we know it's actually come to conclusion when that person is assassinated and taken out. And it's a horrible tragedy. I don't want anybody to think that, you know, in any way I could support it. But
all right. No, that's good enough and close enough to the rules. So I'll just let it go because it was unnamed. Now, that was number 81. As we continue to look forward to what we think is going to happen, that's the exact kind of thing that I want. You know, I had a dream last night. Fine. I have repetitive visions. Fine. I hate Democrats, and so here is my prediction, slash hope, slash dream. I hate Republicans, so here's mine. No, that's what we don't want. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Thanks, Art. Paul again in Cincinnati.
Paul again?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go right back to you, wasn't I, Paul? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, here you are.
Yes, sir. This involves the city of Atlanta, Georgia. My prediction is that Atlanta will take on some kind of new prominence or importance, and not necessarily as a negative event. You know, not necessarily a disaster or a natural disaster or anything like that, but somehow Atlanta takes on a new importance nationally.
Well, it sounds like you're almost suggesting Atlanta might be the new capital of the United States or something. Am I touching the right area here?
Well, that of course that would suggest that something bad happened.
It certainly would.
I'm not sure. I mean, I just have a feeling that for some reason, it's Atlanta's turn to really be prominent in the headlines, and I know that's extremely vague.
It is pretty vague. I mean, I could write down the South rises again, right? Look, I'll write it down anyway. Number 82, and I really appreciate it. That's exactly, again, the kind of thing that I want. And I understand that you will not necessarily know all the details of what you envision. But there's enough there to go by, and, you know, should something like that happen, as I was saying last night, if somebody hits one way off the wall and hits it right on the head, then my inclination would be to reach out and interview that person and find out what else they think. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
West of the Rockies?
Yes.
Oh, well, I had some static there. Good morning, Art. This is Patty Jr., Satanic Feminist. I'm about 200 miles southeast of Pahrump, Nevada.
A Satanic Feminist.
I spoke to you a few years ago when I was in Missoula, Montana, and came up with that little tome about Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Eve taking the blame.
I recall, yes.
The question of the night, who's your daddy? The obvious choice would be George, but I think the least obvious choice would be Vice President Dick Cheney.
What radio program are you listening to?
What?
I didn't ask for anything like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard the question of the night.
You're listening to another radio program.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Use your voice, please. Please.
No. No. What? No. We're doing predictions for 2006.
I know.
Not who's your daddy.
All right. My prediction 2006 from the Satanic Feminist. Mexico will go to war over our border fence. We will continue to insist that it needs to be built. They will try diplomatic measures first, and I think it'll go to a bloody conflict. It'll be short-lived, but I think it'll be very bloody, and it'll rock everybody. It'll rock our entire hemisphere that we
have. That'll rock me, all right. I mean, we have every right. We have every right to build a fence if we want to, right?
I believe we do, too. Good fences make good neighbors, you know.
That's so it is said, yes.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's one whale of a prediction. Number 83 it is.
Thank you, Art.
All right. Thank you very much, and take care. So there you have it. You never know. These are really off-the-wall predictions this year. It's going to be extremely interesting to see how they turn out. International Line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was told I should say good evening since it's not really afternoon technically.
Well, where are you specifically?
Well, I'm in Toronto.
Toronto. Okay.
Yes. My name is Galectra, and I want to wish you season's greetings to you from my family.
And right back at you.
Thank you very much. I predict that in the future, the beings that you see today and the complications that they carry within themselves that they pass on to each other, it's going to make a big change. People will become more responsible in their behavior, and you will find that the morals will become more valid and important in the future.
And who will set off this ethical responsible bomb?
Well, I'm about to do that.
You are?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is
how
you're
I have information that will empower people and show them the power they have within themselves that is going to bring them back to life and recognize that their true person is not being shown simply because they're not being allowed the opportunity to use their own intelligence to make decisions for them in a society that keeps them from doing that by blocking them and robbing them of their rights to make decisions in areas where it's no one's business but theirs.
And you are able to control that many people?
Most definitely.
Wow. You want to tell me, just for the record, when are you going to do this?
Well, I've started by speaking to people publicly already.
Well, I mean, there's a number of individuals that I'm really wanting to become moral and good. And so I'd like to know when it's going to happen. And
it's going to happen? I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
I want to observe the change washing over them, as it were.
The big change is once they recognize what they truly have inside themselves.
Yes, I know, but
they haven't taken advantage of it yet.
Right, but you're going to beam this thing out. I want to know when.
Oh, I'm going to be. I'm bringing a book out called Avatar Galectra.
All right,
autobiography.
This is a plug.
Of God, one who is here to bring all beings together.
All right.
And it's a autobiography that we're bringing out, and we're trying to get
right.
it out
well, that,
as quickly
you see,
as
that,
possible.
Yes, my dear, that is a book plug. And you got away with it. But it sounded to me like she had intended to throw out a beam of nice, a beam of ethical, a beam of good behavior. And I thought it was going to hit on a certain date, but well. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Calling from North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
My prediction is that NASA will find one of the asteroids from the asteroid belt coming towards Earth
So NASA finds a rock headed toward us, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. A big one?
Yeah. They'll probably do the nuclear warhead thing they've always talked about.
Yeah, like in the movie.
Well, not exactly like that, but I was watching, I think it was Discovery Channel, where they've had plans for some rocket that has nuclears on it.
You'd really be the ideal person to ask, sir, if NASA were to discover such a rock headed toward Earth,
mm-hmm.
and it was not general knowledge in the astronomical community, would NASA tell us, or would they, for a period of time, keep it secret? Which do you believe?
I think they... I really don't know.
Me either. Thank you very much for the call. And your prediction is number 85, but it's a good question for all of you. If they were to detect some gigantic rock, you know, coming quickly through the cold and the emptiness of space aimed right at Earth, would they tell us, or would they, for a period of time, keep it close to the vest? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Turn your radio off, please.
This is Les in Marquette.
Yes, Les.
And I'm calling to tell you that I'm going to...
Les, turn your radio off, please.
Yes, it's off now.
Okay.
I'm predicting that I will call you 1 year from last night to reveal the identity of the Antichrist.
You'll call me a year from last night to reveal
Correct.
The identity of the Antichrist.
Correct.
Well... I don't think I'm going to record that as a prediction. I mean, you've got it out, but I...
Well, the reason I can't reveal that identity tonight is because it won't happen until 2007.
We're doing predictions for 2006, and we will continue with them in one very short moment. Stay right where you are. Once again, into the breach of your predictions for 06. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What is your first name and where are you?
This is Bill in Fall River Mills, California.
Okay, Bill.
Monday morning, break in the rain, saw a lot of sunshine, ran outside, took off my shirt, and the clouds cleared and the sun came out and I felt great. Suddenly I saw... Oh, like a lime-colored green, and it was a silhouette of California. I blinked my eyes, and it came back again. I blinked my eyes again, and I saw a silhouette of sky blue of South America. And I asked, what is it? What is it about? And it came back real strong. Earthquakes in California and solar flares masking all of South America. And it was so profound. I didn't ask for that. It just... came all over me.
Let me be sure I've got it right. Earthquakes in California and solar flares...
in South America.
Well, solar...
I don't know which preceded the other, but I do know that it was, like, coming in late January and into February of 06.
Okay. Solar flares generally affect... I mean, they could hit one area particularly hard. It could happen, but they generally affect, you know, like half the globe at once.
Well, what I saw was a violet cover over-covering all of the sky blue of South America.
So, in other words, they were having some sort of light show over South America, actually. All right.
I don't know what it was.
Well, that's what it sounds like, you know.
Yes.
All right. I appreciate the call, and I have recorded it as number 86. So there would be aurora in South America. That certainly would be... an indicator that something really, really, really gigantic had happened on the sun, in order to get aurora, you know, with that, to that sort of southern latitude, it just doesn't happen. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Is a technology prediction out of the question?
No.
All right. I predict that AMD will release a 6 gigahertz chip before the end of the year.
AMD releases 6-gig chip.
Not based on what they currently make them with, but probably something like carbon nanotubes or something like that.
Do you think that they're up against it right now? Do you think that in order to get to, say, 6 gigahertz, there's going to have to be carbon nanotubes or something extraordinary to get us over the hump we appear to be at right now?
Yeah, I do. I think they're at their limit. I think nitro cooling is probably the only way to go to increase any further the way they're going.
I was kind of hoping they'd stay at their limit for a while. I mean, you know, 3.2 gigs, that's pretty good. And frankly, I'm tired of buying computers.
Yeah.
And so if they'd get stalled out for a while, it'd be cool. It'd be all right. I could live with it.
Hey, this is Tab Webmaster from Lima, Ohio, by the way.
I see. All right. Nevertheless, all right. Here it comes. 6 gigs, huh?
Yep.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right. And that's number 87, a 6-gig computer. I was beginning to get comfortable, you know, with a 3-ish computer. They're quite all right. But if they go to 6, well, I mean, how does it make you feel? How many computers do you own? Maybe only one. Even if you only own one, it's something of a problem. I've got about 20 or 25 computers. I don't know, tons of them. So when they make a jump, a real leap in ability, it's, well, you remember that commercial with the guy who it was, you know, all proud driving his P5 computer home. When he passes the billboard and P5 is crossed out and P6 is there, and his joy suddenly turns to sorrow. Well, that's about how I feel when they come out with new stuff. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art. My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Leeds, Alabama.
Okay, I can barely hear you, Joseph, so you're going to have to yell at me.
Hey, Art!
Oh, God! See, it actually worked.
Did that work?
Yes. God.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Now you're really out in the desert. Calling from Leeds, Alabama.
Right.
There will be a fire at the Smithsonian Institute.
Really?
There'll be no deaths, be some structural damage, and nothing true dramatic as far as damage, but some things will be uncovered that'll answer some questions to our questions. I mean, some answers to our questions.
Well, you don't mean to imply that something's at the Smithsonian that we don't all know about.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? You are implying that.
Well, I'm looking more like an electrical fire. It's something, you know, that just happens. But in the process of putting out, they come across some stuff, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, what's this?
And so like one of the living but unannounced dinosaurs at the Smithsonian breaks through the wall, and we see it.
Well, I mean, it's not like an Indiana Jones type where it ends where there's just crates and crates and crates.
Right.
But this will be... Put it this way, it's going to hold a lot of attention. So I'm going to say there's going to be a fire at the Smithsonian, and there's going to be something discovered.
Something discovered.
Yes, sir.
That's intriguing. All right. Well, quiet that dog down, and thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Huh. That's exactly the kind of prediction we've been getting this year that marks it as so different from last year. Just amazing predictions. Wild stuff, a fire at the Smithsonian, something secret comes popping out. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Elizabeth from Tacoma.
Hello.
Hi, you told me to speak louder. I hope I'm speaking loud enough.
You're doing pretty well.
Okay, I'm probably the most nervous caller you've ever had.
Oh, you sound like you're doing okay.
Well, thank you. But what I was calling about are the two British princes.
Yes.
And I feel that the younger one will be king.
The younger one will what?
Be king.
Okay.
I've known that since the early 80s, and yet tonight was the first time I've thought of telling anyone. So.
And this will happen in 06?
I'm not sure of that, but I feel
wait a minute. We're making predictions for 06. So, you know, I'll be reading this next year saying British prince becomes king. Well, it didn't happen. Bonk.
Well, I'll still let you make the prediction, and I'll get bonked. But I think, yeah, I really believe this, that it was, I'm not a psychic or anything, but sometimes something happens.
I think all of us, to some degree, are psychic.
Well,
I firmly believe that, and I really think the only thing separating the successful from the unsuccessful is learning to quiet the mind and really understand something coming at you versus something that you just pull out of your belly button.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've had 4 incidents like that in my life, and I'm 65, so they don't come frequently.
Got it.
But when they do, I can tell.
All right. Well, you're a kingmaker. Thank you for the call, and your prediction is number 89. On the international line, you're on the air. Where would you be calling from, please?
I'm calling from New Zealand. My name's Ivan, and Happy New Year, Art.
Happy New Year, indeed. New Zealand, great to have you.
My prediction will be, it colludes very well with the last caller. I'm predicting a major figure of the royal family will pass away in their summer period. The reason I make that prediction is I've been having this dream constantly, and the dream starts out, I'm standing at the gates of Buckingham Palace, and it's a nice summer's day. Then very, very dark clouds appear over the palace.
Yeah.
Then you know how then dreams jump. The next thing that happens is I see all these flowers, like with Princess Diana, laying outside Buckingham Palace.
Right.
And I would say the death, I've got a feeling it's actually going to be Prince Philip around about maybe July, August of this year.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hope it doesn't happen. And appreciate the prediction. It is number 90, and we'll see. So a royal family member passes away. Now, we've really run the gauntlet on these predictions. I'm telling you, we have had some wild ones. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. I'm I was just calling to make a prediction about next year.
What is your first name?
My first name is Kat.
And Kat, where are you?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. And what do you think's going to happen?
It actually was kind of odd because someone else called in with something really similar to this. But I've been having this weird premonition lately that there's going to be some kind of widespread disease across the nation, and that the reason that Atlanta is going to become so important is because the CDC has their major offices there.
Oh, my gosh.
And people are going to be flocking to Atlanta looking for the cure to this widespread disease. And it's so clear in my mind. Like, I can see it on news programs. Like, I can hear it on the radio in my head. Like, I know that sounds weird, but, I mean, it's that real to me. And I think that's why Atlanta's going to become so critical in the next year.
Well, I'll tell you, the light bulb over my head sure did just go on.
And I'm not sure if it's the bird flu. I don't think it is. I think it might be something different, but it could be that. I keep getting pictures of, like, mythical beasts in my head, so I keep thinking that it's going to be some new disease, like, that they're going to name after some kind of, like, Greek figure or something.
Yes.
And I think that's why people really are going to, you know, run to Atlanta trying to get a hold of, you know, a new cure for this new disease.
That caller could not understand why Atlanta would take on such national importance. And I joked around a little bit talking about a new capital, and he said no and stuck to his story. And so, boy, does this ever make sense. Several have said bird flu. Several have said widespread disease of one sort or another, and one has said Atlanta, and all of this suddenly adds up to a horrible ding.
And to me, it's so clear in my head, and that was why I thought it was so funny, because I'd been listening last night and tonight and trying to get through, and I heard these people mentioning these things, and I was like, wait, I can put it all together. Like, it's all together in my head, and that's...
I want to try the same question on you. If something like the bird flu gets loose with the mortality rate we all know it has, what will you do?
Wow. If I thought there was a cure in Atlanta, I probably would head down there myself. And if I thought that, you know, the only way to avoid getting sick was to leave, I probably would leave the country and try to find somewhere away from people.
Right. Right. I would imagine a lot of people have given this question a lot of thought. Your prediction is number 91 and is very concerning to me.
Well, thanks for listening, and I really hope I'm wrong about this.
I hope you're wrong,
too. It's only happened twice in my life, and, you know, this is the second time, so.
Got you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's starting to scare me a little. That all of a sudden did get put together in my head, all the people who have been making these predictions about bird flu and so forth, and or widespread disease, and then the sudden importance of Atlanta. I guess that hit me all at once. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, are you talking to me?
I am.
Okay. This is Anthony from Florida.
Yes.
And I predict that sometime this year, probably around summer, that Florida or somewhere in the East Coast is going to be hit by a big tidal wave. And the reason why I say that, I had a dream that when I woke up, it was so powerful. When I woke up, every stitch of clothing was soaking wet. But anyway, I forgot all about it until I went down to the library to do some research. And I was reading a book, and I happened to see this guy pass another guy a paper, looked like a computer printout. And I asked him, I said, excuse me, could I see that? I said, is the new storm coming? He said, no, the guy that was sitting down, he was passing it to. He said, no, this is a dream that he had. And when I saw the picture, it was the state of Florida being covered with water. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, the hair stood up on my arms when I saw it.
Could it have been a hurricane?
No, we became very good friends. This is a Jewish guy. And we both said,
tidal wave.
This was not it.
There are islands, in the Atlantic, mid-Atlantic, that, were they to have a major landslide collapse, could indeed cause the kind of tidal wave you're talking about that would hit the U.S. East Coast, and Florida could certainly be hit.
Well, I had the dream twice. The first time I had it, I kept looking at the map. United States to try to see if it could be anywhere else but Florida. And the reason why I say it'd be the East Coast, because I see I get the impression that the water's coming from the east. But the second time I had it, I didn't see the peninsula. I just saw everybody running from the east to the west, trying to get away from it.
All right. I've assigned it number 92, and I surely do hope you're wrong.
I do too.
Okay, take care. Remember now, I think whether it's remote viewing or whether it's a psychic vision or whatever all else, timelines are the most difficult thing to assign to these events. Now, I'm kind of copping out a little bit and trying to give somebody reason for hope in the face of these kinds of things. A lot of times, you just can't really know when they're going to be, even if you firmly know what is going to be. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Yes.
This is Ann from Amarillo, Texas, your old stomping grounds.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I've got a prediction about the a seismic event down in the El Paso area that will reroute the Rio Grande River this next year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is this on some known existing fault line or what?
Nope, there is no fault line known down there, but there's going to be a seismic event, and the Rio Grande River will route its way to the north of El Paso, and there will be all sorts of disputes with Mexico.
Well, I guess there would be, wouldn't there?
Yes, there would.
Do you have any idea what it might be? I mean, is it something hitting, some sort of rock from space?
No. It's a seismic event from, it's a natural Earth seismic event.
Uh-huh. All right, got it. Number 93, some sort of seismic event will happen, changing the course of the Rio Grande River, causing a great dispute between Mexico and the U.S. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Augie. I like to give a prediction.
That's what we're here for, buddy.
Yes, sir. I want to predict that the latter part of this year, the federal government of the United States may have to relocate temporarily to Denver.
Wow.
And that will culminate from an action where an Israeli air attack on an Iranian atomic facility, and when they find out that a U.S. airplane was involved in it, then the Muslim world just Well, the brown stuff's starting to hit the fan here.
Right. So you think that we will relocate Washington to Denver, and the reason for this is the Mideast?
Yes, because they are not being able to run their facilities out of Washington anymore. They're probably, I don't know how far I should go with this one, but maybe terrorist attacks again. I am in Europe, and I hear and see things that you don't see in the United States.
Are you in Europe now?
Yes.
Where?
In Southern Europe.
You're in Southern Europe. Oh, okay. Time to review a few more of the somewhat apocalyptic predictions made for 2005 that didn't turn out so well. 75, something to do with Yosemite and gas. Now, that's going to be a question mark for me. There may have been an occurrence at Yosemite, something to do with gas, but I can't recall what. A tentative bonk. I'll give it a bonk unless I hear differently. 76, a 7-point earthquake in Central California. I believe that's a bonk. 77, January 18th through May 1st, there's going to be some sort of major UFO event. That would be a bonk. 78, bridge collapse in the east. Now, I think that's a big ding. There were, in fact, a couple of them. 79, Mount Hood explodes between March and June. Bonk. 80, volcanoes will go off to cool the earth. Volcanoes to cool earth. Anyway, bonk. 81, Korea is bombed. Bonk. 82, a 7.5 earthquake in the northeast, and that would be a bonk. 83, Cheney does not conclude his term, so far bonk. New South American currency, 84, is a bonk. 85, just said the Denver airport, so something about it I don't know, but I believe bonk. 86, space shuttle problem. Something involving the tanks. Now, you know, that did happen, didn't it? Ding. There was a problem with some of the tanks. 87, by June, 500,000 dead because of tsunami. Now, of course, remember, last year we were still in that event, and we were learning, just beginning to learn how many had died, but the final figure far short of 500,000, so we'll call that a bonk. 88, L.A. hit by earthquake, 6.2 to 7.0, bonk. Now, if I'm wrong about any of these, fast, blast me along. Number 89, cannibals are noted in Korea. I believe a bonk. Number 90, development of a Northwest Passage. Northwest Passage. I think we have a bonk there. 91, we buy Canadian beef again. I believe that would be a ding. We did indeed begin to buy it again. Number 92... A growth in transport, grain, between China and, the rest of the world. I believe that's a ding. Certainly that trade has been going on. 93, a scandal in government cover-ups. ding, ding, ding. That's easy, of course. There's always a scandal in government and always, cover-ups of them. 94, huge computer virus hits America. Well. We've had quite a few of those, haven't we? So I'm going to give that a ding. You always get computer viruses. Number 95, car industry depression. Ding, 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 ding. That gets a ding, too. So, and that gentleman made the same prediction, by the way, for 2006, and definitely deserves a ding for it. So we got a few dings. But by and large, a lot were missed. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, thank you.
Good to hear. My prediction is actually rather positive.
Good.
Other than all these dark and gloomy things.
We don't get many positive predictions.
Well, I think that in the year 2006, there's going to be a cure for AIDS. I don't know, out of the United States, probably Europe is what I'm thinking.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be really something.
So I think that's my prediction.
A cure for AIDS. Well, I hope you're right. Do you know of anybody getting close to the possibility of one? Have you heard anything?
Actually, that's why I think that there's such a big possibility, because AIDS have been on the, like, down low for quite some time.
Okay.
And nobody really talks about it, but you know that they're going to spring up and come out with something to just kind of surprise everybody and get everybody on their side again.
Well, I hope you're right. Thank you very, very much for the call. I have felt sorry for this current generation. I mean, when I was a teenager, like every other teenager in the world, I had one thing on the mind. You know, sex. And, you know, these days, in the modern world, you really have to have more than that on your mind. If you're a teen, or you're a young person, or you're sexually active at all, you've got to have the possibility of death on the mind. Because, of course, AIDS can, though it doesn't as much anymore, can certainly kill you. And there was no such possibility hanging over my head as a youth. But this generation has it. What a shame, eh? Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing, Art?
Okay.
Pretty good. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I started out listening to you last night, and naturally I fell asleep thinking, geez, I sure wish I could come up with something. So anyhow, I woke up, and so it just kind of came to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2006 will be the period of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and increasingly evident that it is the beginning of the great tribulations.
That's quite a bit to come to you. How did that happen? I mean, it just washed over you? Voice spoke to you, or just what?
Pardon?
What happened? How did it come to you?
As I said, I kept thinking, geez, I wish I could come up with something.
Right.
So,
you really did.
Well, I woke up during your program, and it just kind of came to me, that kind of a voice, you know, said, you do.
Okay. All right. So there you have it, folks. Finally, the year of the Lord, tribulation, it all comes to a screeching halt, or a beginning, depending on how you look at all that. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, my prediction is world peace.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. World peace, huh?
I believe by next year the level of peace will rise up so that people will be able to love each other in a better way, and eventually it will rise to world peace.
Well, that's quite a prediction. Any thoughts on... Unless it was that lady who was going to send out the laser of, you know, I mean, how do you think this will happen?
I believe the creator of the universe will use his love to come to us in a new way.
And change us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be quite a change, all right. And I should not have laughed, of course. World peace is always a possibility, although I wouldn't have it in my top 10 of likelihoods. All of our history is exactly the opposite. We really are a rather warlike people. Nevertheless, there it is, world peace number 97. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Is this Art?
Yes.
Oh, it's a great honor to speak with you, Mr. Bell. I have a first edition copy of your book, and it's sitting here on my lap right now, and I love it.
Which one?
The Art of Talk.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
That's getting to be a very rare book.
And I will not part with it. It's in pristine condition. It's still in the original envelope, and it sits right here in my library, and it's prized.
Hang on to it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Do you have a prediction?
Yes, sir. You were asking if there was anybody that's acted on their feelings and on their predictions. My name is Mike, and I live in St. George, Utah. I've lived here for less than a year.
Right.
I moved here from the Napa Valley. This morning on CNN, I saw my old house on the news underwater. I told friends of mine 6 months ago this was going to happen. I've also told them the prediction I'm about to give you, and it's very detailed. One of them called me this morning. He lost everything, his cars, his houses, everything. He said, Mike, I should have listened to you 3 months ago.
I'm so sorry.
I am, too. People have been calling me all day over this. My other prediction for that area is I made it about 4 months ago. There's going to be, and I actually heard a psychic on George Norrie's show less than a month ago give pretty much the same prediction. There's going to be three major earthquakes in the Northern California area between the months of March and October of next year. The first one will be south of Stockton. It'll be kind of minor. It'll be below 7 points on the Richter scale, and it won't last but about 10 seconds. It's going to be the first warning. The second one will be near Hollister. It's on the other side of the Bay Area, down 101.
Very common area for earthquakes.
Yes, sir, but the one that's not common is the third one. It's the big one, and that's going to be either in the Napa County area of Napa or Vallejo or centered right in between there. It's going to be over 8 points on the Richter scale, but that's where everybody makes their mistake. It's not the size of the Richter scale, sir. I was there for the big one in 89. It's the length of the earthquake. This one's going to last approximately 30 to 45 seconds. I'm telling everybody that I know there, my relatives, my friends, get out now. It's going to be bad. Solano, Napa, Sonoma, Humboldt, and in the south area, if they can, sell their stuff and get out. It's going to be bad, sir.
All right.
My prediction.
All right. Duly recorded as number 98. And despite his advice, remember, you're only listening to predictions. So don't anybody get, well, on the other hand, depending on how you feel about what you're hearing, you know, you're all adults and you will hopefully act as adults. But that's a pretty dire prediction, all right, for California, no question about it. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Very good news for Art Bell in 2006. I'm calling from WTAX, Springfield, Illinois.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Totally.
Okay. Now, I see a 13 or 14-year-old boy. I think he's 13 now. He'll be 14 when you meet him. I know. I see a Native American Indian kid. That is to say, I see yourself and Ramona, the lovely Mrs. Bell, falling completely in love with this kid. And if not adoption, I'm thinking certainly a mentor, nurturing relationship between the three of you. I also see a bestseller. You're working on it. Come on. All right. Any okay. questions?
No questions. Thank you very much. And I appreciate it. So he thinks we will adopt or take under our wing some Native American child. All right. That was number 99. Rounding it off to 100 will be the wild card line. Hi.
Florida?
No, I had to bleep that out. You're only allowed to give your first name.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. So your first name.
I'm going to make a prediction.
No, hold on. Okay. Do it again because it got bleeped out. Your name is Rick, and you're right. Calling from where?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Fort Myers, Florida. Okay.
And just to let you know that my prediction is that the lost civilization Lemuria will be discovered in the western part of the United States. And you can take that to the bank.
Well, I will. Lost civilization found out here somewhere.
Western part of the United States.
Any specific location that you know of, or just?
I just know it's in the western part of the United States.
Huh. And any idea how it'll be found? I mean, is there going to be some big earth changing event that will bring it forth, or? Is somebody going to dig it up, do you think, or what?
No, it will be dug up.
It'll be dug up.
They'll find the ruins, and they are in the western part of the United States up against an Indian reservation.
All right. I very much appreciate your call. That was prediction number 100, and I'll tell you why. And I've given this quite a bit of thought. I've had guest after guest after guest who has said, look, we are not the first who have been here on Earth, and that it's absolutely possible that a civilization built to a high level and that a giant rock ended it all, and that this has happened again and again and again. I don't rule it out. In fact, I almost, well, you can't rule something like that in, but I believe that it's possible that life has been here on Earth many times before, and things have come along and virtually erased it or nearly erased it. And who knows, we could discover a lost civilization, some technical civilization that preceded us, and then a big old rock or something came along and virtually erased any trace of it. I believe it possible. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. This is Josie from Northern Kansas.
Yes, Josie.
I have visions from time to time, but I've never spoken of this. But that lady who mentioned Mexico.
Yes.
I triggered it in 1981. I was riveted seeing all of the people from Central and South America simply walking into the southern United States. And there were soldiers, American soldiers, in shallow, just depressions in the sand in southern Texas and along the borders, firing machine guns, mowing these people down. And as it went on, and there were millions of them, they just kept coming, even in the face of such fire.
So you think this is some sort of terrible tragedy that occurs in Mexico or somewhere in South America, forcing millions of people virtually north, and then the U.S. taking the kind of measures that you're talking about?
I think these people will be told to go to America. It's something like that, where the word spreads through the populations of Central and Southern or South America.
Boy, that's a wow.
It's like a single-mindedness. They just simply begin to come, and they walk down fences. They walk down everything. And finally, the soldiers can't take it anymore. They throw down their guns and run.
Yes.
Before the onslaught of all of these people.
Yes, one could imagine that it would occur that way.
In 1981, when I saw these things, there was no reason whatsoever to think that anything like that could possibly occur.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for making the prediction. It's number 101. And, you know, there have been certain, I'm sure if you've listened to last night's program and this night's program, through it all, there have been about three or now four patterns in predictions. And this certainly is the latest, involving, either Mexico or South America, and some sort of movement or war or conflict on the border with Mexico. Certainly that qualifies as one of the latest patterns, and there have been at least four of these patterns. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Joyce. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Yes.
And I'm calling because once in a while I have psychic dreams.
Right.
And I had one very powerful one where I kind of have felt my whole life, and I'm kind of young, I'm 28, but I've felt my whole life, when I look into the future, I can see a sort of decimated population here, and I went to bed thinking, what could cause that? And in the dream, this woman in a white lab coat told me, AIDS mutation, and then she said she saw red in the sky, and she said, I didn't know what it was, and then she saw nuclear missiles, and she knew what that was. And then the dream ended. And I've had dreams that have come true, and I really
I want to get this straight. It's number 102. There will be an AIDS mutation. Is that correct?
An AIDS mutation. And I don't know the time frame.
And then the second part of it is missiles. She saw
some type of nuclear
missiles in the air.
Yes.
Flying. Well, that adds up to a pretty poor year, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I see, that was the dream, but what I see intuitively when I project myself ahead of, in the future, I see a population being very peaceful, but a very sparse population.
In other words, only after something really big has occurred.
Something really big. But the people, not to be a total doomsayer, but I mean, all I can feel is peace with the people who are left.
Yeah, what's left? In a moment, we will continue one more hour of your predictions for the year ahead. No, I did not leap more than a second. It's an hour and a half we've got left. I'm rushing things a little bit, huh? Glass of champagne. It's the only liquor I've had all year long. One glass of champagne, and I'm running an 30 minutes ahead of schedule. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
I have a prediction. My name is Warren Fort Collins, Colorado here, but look, I've done my remote viewing. I've had my lucid dreams, and I've consulted my Ouija board, and they'll say the same thing.
And that is?
That Art Bell is going to do more than 3 shows per month in 2006.
Okay. I will put that down if you wish.
Does that count?
It counts.
Okay,
it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, you never know.
No, you never know about anything in this world. I appreciate your prediction, but it doesn't look that way. 3 shows per month. Okay. Got it. And recorded as number 103. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
This is Jim from Saratoga, New York.
Yes, sir.
I've got good news and bad news in my prediction.
That's the way life works. Let's have the bad news first.
Well, the bad news, I envisioned it last night when you told us to envision things, and it kind of hit me and it came to me.
Okay.
I feel that the Dalai Lama is going to pass this year.
Okay, that is bad news.
But out of this comes a slight bit of good news, because when it happens, there will be mass media attention, and within that day or maybe a few days afterwards, there will be somewhat of a world peace for just a few days.
The Dalai Lama passes. Every bit of media in the world certainly would pay attention to that. There would be a great deal of attention paid to his life. And perhaps, who knows, you could be right.
Well, that's it. Thank you.
It's 104. Remember that number.
Okay. Thank you, Art.
All right.
Pleasure talking with you.
And with you, sir. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Linda, and I'm in Indiana.
Okay, Linda.
It's a surprise and a pleasure to be able to join your show tonight. A few years ago, when I was visiting Alaska, I saw the start of this, and this year I kind of prayed about it to see, you know, it's like, is what I saw really true? And so this is what I think, that the first week of May, Denali will go, and it looked kind of like Mount St. Helens did when it went, and when it goes, Yellowstone will go, and the Mid-Continent Rift will open.
Oh, my goodness.
And the thing about it is, I'm like, well, you know, that's really terrible, but it's like, that's why all the flooding was on the Mississippi in the past several years.
Right.
And that's why New Orleans had 3 days to evacuate this time before the flooding. So all along there, they would understand that they needed to leave and relocate so that when this happens, there wouldn't be the devastation that, because people have not made the choice to leave, could happen.
Well, how will they be warned? By Denali going?
Yeah, but I think it'll be really fast. When Denali goes, Yellowstone goes, and the Mid-Continent Rift opens.
Boy. What do you think that would do to America, politically and in every other way, if something as gigantic as that occurred?
The only thing I asked about was, would the country stay as a whole, even with this inland sea? And
right.
The answer was yes.
Mm-hmm. So we stay together no matter what. Well, that's moving back toward the apocalyptic a little bit here. We haven't had as much of that as we have had in previous years, although the disease aspect of what people have been talking about is a little dark. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Art. Happy New Year to you and yours.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is Jason listening on in Portland on 1190 KX.
Of course.
You know, I recognize Ten's voice anywhere. I think that the previous girl was her. But I have a prediction for next year.
Number 106 it will
106
be.
106 it is, and prediction 97 I made last year, which I think will be justified. But my prediction depends partly upon you.
Well, now, wait a minute. 97 last year was coal mines attacked.
Well,
right?
I don't know. Is there a prediction in the 97 that communication through time via quantum mechanics?
Well, number 97 is what you said. I can't look through the whole list right now, but 97 was coal mines attacked. Was that yours?
No, mine was quantum mechanics via teleportation time travel. But that's not the point. My new prediction depends on whether Michio Kaku can confirm or deny that perpetual motion and time travel to the past depend on each other.
Uh-huh.
Because if you will read the February issue...
Well, okay, I need your prediction. What is it?
Michio Kaku will confirm that time travel to the past and perpetual motion go hand in hand.
Okay.
And as reference, there was a Scientific American article that happened in 1999 in February.
Right.
That Richard P. Feynman, who was a famous Caltech professor, theorized that Brownian motion could hypothetically unidirectionally move a source through motion. And perpetual motion, the Feynman model, is a chemical, an actual chemical.
All right. Well, listen, I've got it. And actually, we're going to have Dr. Kaku on. It would be an interesting question for him. I'm sure that to both, he wouldn't say impossible. He would say no perpetual motion that he's aware of, and, of course, no time travel to the past, though he speculates that that could occur. Whether the two would be connected or not by the man remains to be seen. And the basis of that prediction. International Line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm from Calgary, Alberta.
Okay, turn your radio off, please.
Yes, I just did. Thank you. Sorry.
And your name?
It's Brenda.
Brenda.
Yes.
Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bell. First and foremost, I would like to wish you and Ramona a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And your headpiece on the computer looks lovely. Okay, and it's one of the dastardly Canadians from last night.
Yes.
And thank you for the four dings last night, too.
You're very welcome.
I was number 38 with a medical breakthrough.
That's right, you were. All right, well, that definitely gives what you're about to say more weight.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, my prediction for this year is not going to be such a good one.
Mm.
There's going to be a super drought as far as North America is concerned. The farmers are going to be devastated because of this, and food prices are going to skyrocket.
Well, that would certainly follow a super drought, wouldn't it?
Yes,
and there
sir.
Are certainly areas suffering drought right now, as much as some areas are getting. Other areas are very much in drought.
Mm-hmm.
And there are areas that would normally supply us with a great deal of food. So,
yes, especially after all this rain that we've had this in 2005, 2006 is going to be the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm. How did these come to you?
They come to me sometimes in dreams or just as a flash.
Mm-hmm.
I do have another one, but since you're only taking one, I will not...
Well, I'll tell you what. Because of your success record,
okay.
Though I will not record another one, I will let
okay,
you...
Okay, that's fair.
I'll let you tell me about it.
Okay, as far as the Coral Castle is concerned, one of the men who created it, one of his secrets is going to be revealed as to how he did it.
I got to write that down.
You got to write that down,
yeah.
Okay.
Coral Castle secret revealed.
Yes. It won't be the big one, but it will be one of them.
All right. All right. If you do it again, we'll have to do a full interview with you, all right?
Oh, that would be cool.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, and take care. So once you begin to get a record, build a record like this, if we get a super drought, food prices skyrocket, and a Coral Castle secret is revealed, she is an absolute candidate for what I've been talking about, interviewing somebody who just keeps getting them right. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I have a prediction that in 2006 you will sign a contract for a 30-minute radio show. three or four days a week.
Really?
And we all can enjoy you the way we have for all these years. So,
just a 30-minute show, huh?
Yeah. It'd be,
that wouldn't be so bad, I guess.
They will come. They will listen. And this way you can still enjoy your family and not spend too much time on the radio.
But it's just 30 minutes.
Hey.
Right, but it's a daily, what, 5 days a week type deal?
I don't know. Three or four or five, maybe. But, uh-huh. You have many fans out there. I've been listening to you since almost day one. And we will come.
I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you very much. And the prediction. All right, I'll put it down. Number 108 officially. And by the way, we're on track here to exceed probably by quite a number the number of predictions made last year. Just thought you'd want to know. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Thank you, and the very same to you. Extinguish your radio for me.
Yes, it's extinguished. This is a tree planter from Oregon.
Yes, sir.
First of all, just a little editorializing. I know you won't mind it. It's nothing harsh. But the caller that predicted the death of the Dalai Lama.
Yes.
I mean, as you said before, there's some, you know, I'm not going to miss him. I mean, he believes in reincarnation. So what's the big deal? If he dies, he's going to come back.
So it is said, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, as a leader, he deserted his people when the Chinese moved in. I mean, to me, a leader stands with his people. Well, my type of leaders are people like Sitting Bull, Crazy Horse, Chief Joseph, who stood.
So clearly you're not going to miss the Dalai Lama personally.
Yes, no, I won't.
I think I've got that. Okay.
Okay. My prediction, and also I want to thank you for something of about 10 years ago, a guest that you had on your program. And that guest talked about a possible cure for, it was the hydrazine sulfate from a Dr. Gold at the University of Syracuse. And it was the woman who was the wife of the Penthouse publisher.
Yeah, oh, yes, I recall.
I had cancer at that time, and that saved my life, that interview.
So well, that's hard to top right there. All right, now I need to get your prediction, sir.
My prediction is, this is from another interview. This guy, several years ago, said that the 2012 date of the Mayan calendar, all right?
Yes.
That our calendar, the Gregorian calendar that we operate on, is off.
Uh-huh.
And actually, next year, 2006, is 2012 in the Mayan calendar.
And what do you expect to happen as a result in 2006? Is it just going to be the end of time?
No, it's going to be the beginning of a new time. But it is going to be, I don't like to use the word, apocalyptic.
Yes.
It's going to be a planet-wide realization brought about through hard times and oppression that will move people away from their petty prejudices, and they will have to unite those that have survived this cataclysmic event. But the main thing is that the 2012 by the Mayans is coming up next year.
Got it. All right, thank you. So 2006 is really 2012, and what he thinks will happen is a great coming together of the peoples. Others, of course, think the Mayan calendar's finish means the real finish. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, I'd like to make a prediction.
That's why we're here, sir.
Okay. I predict I'll meet a beautiful young lady and have a nice relationship with her, and my wife won't mind.
For your sake, and because of the rules, I'm not putting that down.
Oh, bummer, man.
Bummer will be if your wife does mind. That will be a bummer.
Okay, how about Mount St. Helens will blow its dome?
That's your second choice?
Yes.
Okay, well, have you really thought about this?
No, not really.
No?
It just popped into my head.
All right, I will put it down.
Thank you.
And on the first, I wish you good health. Have a good night, sir.
I'll need
it. Yes, you'll need it is right. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Chris from Whidbey Island, Washington.
Yes, Chris.
I'd like to make a prediction.
Sure.
And that is that at some point during the year, we're going to see military jets scrambled here in the United States. And it'll be at night, and we'll there'll be videotapes from different news crews of the weapons going live. I mean, firing the tracers and the machine guns. We won't know.
All right, let's back up a little bit. Jets scramble in response to what? A UFO, an invasion, or what?
That's unfortunately the prediction and the vision that I have, that they never explain it. You just see the jets going and the tracers and everything. And you're going to be able to like see it on CNN and stuff. They'll show the jets and the fire, but they won't show exactly what they're shooting at.
All right. All right. That's a hell of a prediction. It came to you in what way?
It's been kind of a recurring, just a dream. I'll wake up and have this vision that I'm sitting watching the news or that type of thing and seeing that in the sky.
Well, yours is exactly the kind of prediction we've been getting a great deal of, and I really appreciate it. Jets scramble above America for something big. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Art. You're doing a great job.
It's number 111, folks. And so many of the predictions this year have not only been unusual, but very different, that I'm really looking forward to the end of the year so we can review these. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, and Happy New Year.
Very same to you.
You know, I've had this dream for a while and didn't really make sense until a few years ago.
All right.
And it came to me this morning. And by the way, my name is Sean. I'm listening out of L.A. on KFI.
Okay, Sean, the big one.
Basically, it's discovered that the TWA flight was actually shot down. And it was a precursor to what happened on 9/11. And we knew about it. And that's going to come out this year.
I interviewed a whole lot of people with regard to TWA 800. And I must tell you, sir, I still have very strong feelings that TWA 800 was shot down. I know all about the official conclusions, but 200 people, sir, saw something rising toward that plane.
No other 747 has had a problem since or before.
Yeah.
And think of it. Jet fuel does not explode if it's full. It's only the fumes.
That's
right. That plane just took off.
Well, no. The center tank did virtually have fumes.
Oh, it did.
It wasn't that loaded. But even all of that said, and understanding all of that, 200 people saw something rising to that plane. Not fuel, in my opinion, burning downward, which
right.
is the official explanation. But, you know, 200 people saw that happen. I have thought since the day it occurred that we were not hearing the real story.
Well, sir, you have a terrific 2006.
Oh, and the very same to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
International Line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello there.
Hello?
Yes.
Art?
Yes, indeed. Where are you calling from?
My name's Andy, and I'm calling from Colorado Springs.
Oops. You are on the wrong line, buddy. You're going to have to call us back on the normal 800 line. That's for people out of the country only, west of the Rockies. You're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hi. You have your radio on, right?
Let me
turn it off. This is what happens, a good demonstration of what happens when people have their radio on. They get all confused. Okay, you've now made it through, but now we're at a break point in the show. Instant communication through time. Wouldn't that be great? But I'm afraid I've got to give it a bonk. Number 99, allergic reaction to new clothes. Oh, I've got a tough time with that one. I mean, that kind of thing is always going on. I don't think there was any mass occurrence of it, so I'm going to bonk it. Racial wars and disturbances in Canada and America. Yes, ding. We talked to that caller yesterday. 101, Russia invades the U.S. Bonk. 102, California breaks off, goes several miles out to sea. Bonk. 103, planet doomed, many die from grays. Bonk. 104, airlines are safe. Did we have a safe year? Did we have a safe year with airlines? I'm not sure. I'll give that a tentative ding. Here in the U.S., I think, well, I heard a, was that a yes or a no? Well, I'll have to wait. U.S. ceases to exist was 105. That was a no. Okay, that's a bonk then. U.S. ceases to exist, thankfully. That's a bonk. 106 was tornadoes. Now, we did have a very unusual number of tornadoes in the Midwest. Looks like we've got them still going on this time of the year. Ding, ding, ding. 107, we find bin Laden. Bonk. 108, Ukraine joins NATO. I think that's a bonk. And 109, coast to coast from space. There were some discussions of that sort of thing, but it's a definite bonk. At no time during the year did coast to coast emanate from space, spacey as it may have been. Now, going back to our list for this year, which we will continue in just a moment, we have already exceeded the number of predictions made last year. Last year, grand totaling, and it was the biggest year, by the way, grand totaling, 109. We are presently about to take, in a moment, number 113. Already at a record number of predictions, here we go. Number 113 on the first time caller line. Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, see how unlucky 13 can be for some people. Are you there? Going once? Going twice? Go on. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Uh-oh. Something is up here. Now, this is of interest. I'm putting people on the air, but they're not getting on the air. I see. Let's try it again. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me, Art?
Now I can.
Oh. Don't know what happened there. I wasn't nervous when I originally... Oh, I'm Tom from New Jersey.
Okay, Tom.
I wasn't nervous when I originally thought to call you, but... all
but
this
now
talk
you're
about,
a wreck, right?
Yeah. But all this talk about Mexico and the border...
Yeah, oh.
Got me a little wired. My prediction is that in 2006... there's going to be this massive ethnic violence in Mexico.
Wow.
And it's going to have to do with, there's going to be this movement among a lot of the mestizos and the Mexican Indians.
Yes.
To basically go back to their roots, their indigenous roots, and they're going to reject the government, and they're going to try to rebuild, like, their ancient civilizations. And so there's going to be a war between them and the government, and I see this in my dreams. It's like these dreams where I see, like 1950s style cowboy Indian movies. It's black and white, except
well,
the Indian.
Well, you know, this is an absolute trend we're getting tonight with regard to Mexico. There's no question about it. I mean, do you see big trouble at the border, for example?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The last dream I had was, it was really horrifying. It was like hundreds of people up against the fence, and they're just screaming, and they're trying to get across. I'm assuming it's the border. And there's American soldiers on the other side. They don't know what they're doing. They're just standing around. Like, they're following orders not to let anyone in, and everybody's trying to get out. And, I mean, the dreams I have are just horrible. They're black and white Indians running around killing everybody in a Mexican setting, but it's in black and white.
Oh, that's horrible. That's horrible, imagining that. And I can't even imagine what American soldiers, if we ever had to resort to that, would do in that kind of a situation. My God, that's awful.
Well, that would be the end of the illegal immigration debate.
Yeah, well, it would be the end of a lot of things. I hope you're wrong. It's number 113. All right. Massive ethnic violence in Mexico, and I certainly hope that does not come true. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. This is Jeff listening on KTRS in St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Jeff.
Pleasure to speak with you.
And you.
I do have a prediction, but can I make a quick television recommendation?
You may.
Are you familiar with Sequest?
I have heard of it. I have not seen it.
It's with Roy Scheider, and it came out on DVD this week.
Okay.
And my prediction is, I know this is going to sound silly, but I've seen this in my dreams last couple weeks. Zombie plague.
A what?
Zombie plague, like in the movies.
A zombie plague?
Yeah.
All right. I have not had, in all the years that I've done this show, a prediction like that.
Never?
No, never. A zombie plague. I mean, they're just going to, like, start showing up all over the place.
I think it has something to do with a downed satellite or something that will occur this year.
Well, would this be the dead arisen?
Yes, like in the new... Like
in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, not the slow-moving ones, but the fast ones, like in the new movie.
I thought that the slow movers were bad. I mean, they fell apart easily, but, God, they weren't... It was scary.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been seeing the last couple weeks.
And you think they'll be quick movers?
Yeah, like in the new one.
Like with a real sprint in their step.
Yeah, running, running, hitting, all that.
Oh, God. 114.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
I have another border thing. What's going to happen is the president and guys, they don't want to put up a fence or anything like that to protect our borders. But what's going to happen is we're going to have a bunch of people on our side go down there and try to stop the Mexicans from coming over, not with guns, but with bow and arrows at night because of the fact that you can't tell if somebody's getting shot with a bow and arrow or not. There's no noise, no nothing, no flash. And, you know, there's going to be a huge problem with that because there's going to be just a lot of people starting to do it. And once you have a lot of Mexicans come up dead and stuff like that, then our government feels like they're going to have to do something, put more border agents down there and stuff like that.
All right. Number 115, border trouble. And that's a definite theme. God, we've had a lot of those. A lot of predictions about trouble in Mexico, South America, trouble at the border. Almost so that you could, at this point, about declare it the leading trend. International line, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Yes, hi Art. This is Matt in Tel Aviv, Israel.
Tel Aviv. Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I'm formerly Matt in Moscow. Now I'm in Tel Aviv.
Oh, that's right. I remember when you were in Moscow. Yes, of course.
Happy New Year.
How's Tel Aviv?
Well, you're talking about borders. I'll give you a border. They just discovered yesterday that some of these rockets can reach 20 kilometers coming out of the other side. So they fear that it might even reach Tel Aviv. So, you know, there's one thing about having a border problem, but it's another thing when they're throwing rockets at one another.
It's the truth. It's the reason we just absolutely hated those missiles in Cuba. Same
idea. Well, I don't like them either, so fortunately I haven't seen any of it, although we did have a bombing nearby here earlier this year, so just a block away, but
well,
that's what happens when you live here.
Well, what does your prediction for 2006 consist of?
Well, it has to do with Israel. It's the fact that Ariel Sharon has recently had a minor stroke.
Right.
And he's going in for some repair work. But and I've felt for a long time that his health is bad enough. So
well, somebody earlier tonight predicted Netanyahu would take over.
Oh well, he'd love to do that. I mean, this is what he's always wanted to do, and he's always been around, and he's certainly willing to take place if Sharon was to leave.
Anyway, your prediction.
Well, the prediction is that I believe that something will happen to Sharon. I believe that he will not make it through 2006. I just think his health is a lot worse than they're letting us know.
Okay.
It's my feeling about that. And that'll change a lot of things politically. And not that it's not bad enough already, but I think that we'll be seeing a lot of different things coming out of Israel.
All right. How long do you plan to be there?
Another year and a half.
A lot of things strike a person about Israel. When I was in Israel, I was struck by, number one, how young the population is in Israel. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's
that's
just
a wonderful,
all
wonderful
young people.
That's
the first thing that hits you. And the second thing that hits you is that everybody's armed to the teeth.
Oh, please, you don't go anywhere without seeing the AK-47 and the this and the that. They're all walking around with pistols. I was walking on the beach the other day, and the guy in front of me, he had a swimsuit and his towel, and he had the pistol in his back.
Yeah, there you go. Very typical. Actually, the usual, thank you very much, call all the way from Israel. That's usual in Israel. It is a unsettling experience for a lot of Americans. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Ed. How you doing today?
I am well.
My prediction for this 2006?
Yes.
December 18th, Mr. Bin Laden buys a bullet by one of his own people.
Really? His own people?
And he's going to be a martyr.
Somebody looking for a big reward or what?
I think it's them with a dirty bomb in the Middle East.
You think it's done with a dirty bomb?
Well, no, he's going to be a bullet to his head.
Yes.
And then the reaction is going to be that, you know, either we did it or the Israelis did it.
And somebody's going to get hit with a dirty bomb.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, that's sort of two predictions snuck into one, but I will allow it. So anyway, December 18th, that's very specific, and that's always good. Can you imagine if December 18th, Bin Laden actually would be killed? How incredible that prediction would be. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, is Art Bell line?
Yes, it is. Turn your radio off, please.
Hey,
all
how
right.
You doing, Art?
I'm well. And your name?
My name's Michael.
Okay, Michael, what's up?
I'm from Denison, Texas. Well, I got a prediction for you. My prediction is that we're going to get hit by a comet sometime around, I say May because it's around my birthday. We're going to hit by an asteroid or something. That
why do you think, well, I guess I shouldn't ask that. How has this come to you? Why do you believe it to be true?
Well, I'm a security guard, so I see a lot of debris falling out of the air all the time.
Yes.
Because I work at night.
Yes.
And here lately, I've seen a lot of meteorites and everything falling out of the sky. So something got to be coming at us, you know, if all that little stuff is. Because I've been a sky watcher for a long time, but here lately, it's getting pretty bad, especially around Texas. Like, I mean, every time you look up, there's a shooting star.
You know, if I was making a new science fiction movie, if I was directing it,
yeah,
you know what I'd do?
Right.
I'd have, like, this security guard outside a building late at night, and he'd been having visions of a comet hitting Earth.
Yeah.
And the opening scene would be the security guard, you know, turning the key in his latest checkpoint and then looking up.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
And the security guard would be scattered all the way to Cincinnati.
Well, I'm over the lake. I'm a security guard on the marina, so I see a lot of things in the sky because it's always dark.
You sound just like my guy. All right, buddy, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Turn your radio off, please.
Okay. Art, I have a prediction from, this is Robert, from Malden, Massachusetts.
Ah, yes.
WRKO's territory.
Naturally.
And my prediction is the government and lesser governments in this country are going to officially announce that they can't be responsible for individuals. The individual will have to be responsible for his or her own rescue in the event of a large calamity.
Well, you know, if we've learned anything with regard to a lot of the calamities we've had recently, it is that whether the government says it or not, it's damn well true. If something bad happens, baby, you're on your own.
Well, I think that when the government says it, a lot of people will look for training and start practicing and making plans.
Well, when the government actually officially says it, should they do that, people are going to complain about the tax money they pay. Don't you think?
Well, complain, but they also ought to start worrying about what they're going to do, not with the money.
Well, that certainly would be more responsible.
Well, that's why the government would do such an action, is to make everyone responsible.
Well, what a revolution that would be, in more ways than one. I appreciate your call, and your prediction is number 119.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. 120 will be east of the Rockies. Hi.
Hi, this is Charlie in Ormond Beach, Florida, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Charlie.
Okay, I have a written prediction and then one that you can just put on a back burner if you like.
No. Only one prediction.
Okay.
Is allowed.
Okay, the prediction is, I believe, with the respectable scientific community on the brink of making statements about intelligent design in the human model, that with our technology today, we'll have proof, credible proof, that there is scientific proof of a creator. It is something we couldn't understand maybe 2,000 years ago. And I believe it'll all come to pass that this creator has a relationship between the speed of light in one of the higher velocities in the universe. And I have a certainty this is going to happen. And unrelated, I believe this creator has provided us all natural perpetual motion machines.
Mm. If there is suddenly proof of a creator, in what way do you think that would change the world and the way people act?
It would instill in the atheists and the agnostics a new conscience.
They would come to God.
They would have a conscience, and they would
have a new outlook on life. Yeah. Well, they certainly would, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would.
They would have to rethink a lot of things immediately, wouldn't they?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I believe the scientific proof is there. We just couldn't understand it 2,000 years ago. And I think that'll be the discovery. And along with that, the discovery that the Creator has provided everything for us here, like the aspirin and the weeping willow tree bark.
Your prediction, particularly with respect to perpetual motion, sounds like exactly like somebody who called a little bit earlier. You haven't called twice tonight, have you?
No, I haven't. But we have perpetual motion machines, natural ones, right now.
So you're not the person who called earlier?
No, I'm not.
I see. Well, then you're in total agreement with him, or he with you. Because he also mentioned perpetual motion, and one might imagine, I suppose, that the creator or the force that accounts for creation might also allow for perpetual motion. Both are just about equally astounding in their own way, aren't they? All right, we have made our way, believe it or not, to prediction number 121. Kevin Fast Blast Me, my goodness, North Korean cannibalism true, and then he gives a link here. I haven't had time to investigate it yet. All right, fine, I'll give it a tentative ding. That was pretty wild, but, you know, just tentative ding. I'm going to have to check that out. All right, we will continue now making predictions for the year we're now in, actually. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Art. This is Margaret from Massachusetts.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I have a prediction that the Blessed Virgin Mary will appear in person at her at Bayside, New York, as she promised in her messages at Bayside to Veronica Lukin. And I think that she's going to appear to bring people to the fact that God exists and she exists, and they're in heaven just beyond the Father's star, and she's going to give a lot of hope to people.
Well, I guess I do. I have a question for you. Maybe it'll be hard to answer, but I've often wondered about something like this. Let's say the Virgin Mary did appear in Bayside, New York. And let's say that people even got it recorded on camcorders and took still photographs and, you know, all that sort of thing. Do you think that an awful lot of the population, based on, you know, the current technological world we live in, would refuse to believe it?
Well, she promised in her messages that she would appear over the St. Robert Bellarmine Church in Bayside, New York, where it first started.
I understand.
When she first started. Yes. And she said that then the world would believe in her messages, which there are over 300 messages, and they all predicted through the years, through 25 years to Veronica Luke, and she told everything that's been going on about the problems with the church, about the problems with the world, and how we're going to be invaded.
So it is said then that it will be believed.
And then they will believe because she's going to appear in person.
All right, I've got it. All right, thank you very much. Well, maybe. Skeptical me, cynical me, thinks people would refuse to believe, even if it was on CNN. But you never know. See, that is really somewhat typical of the kind of predictions we've had. They've been sort of all over the place. Absolutely fascinating this year. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art, it's Wayne from Portland. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just a comment first, a couple of calls back. I thought that guy said that Bin Laden was going to get killed by a dirty blonde, not a dirty bomb.
Hey, buddy, the way our CIA works, I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, anyway, this is a little lighter one. I get a feeling that Blu-ray is going to win this year over HD.
You know what? I want to talk to you about this. Blu-ray wins, and I believe it will be the case as well. I saw some fascinating article the other day. We're talking, by the way, about a new DVD format, folks, in case you didn't know. I saw a story indicating there's some technology about to be developed that would have 100 times the storage capacity on the same disc as Blu-ray. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I did read it. I wish Blu-ray would not only win, but get on our shelves now!
Well, because it's going to be on the PlayStation, you know, they're going to be able to play the Blu-rays on that. I think that's going to make its adoption speed up.
Yeah.
But their problem is with the media. That's why they're having trouble getting media that will write. It's the laser can write those super small tracks is how they get the huge write amounts.
Yes.
But, you know, making the media consistent to play it is really hard. That's why it's taken so long to bring it out.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
It's killing me. I've got a high-definition video camera that I love.
You have a Sony?
A Sony, yes, uh-huh.
I was thinking about getting one of those. What are they like? Are they nice?
They're everything you could imagine them to be. They produce a picture every bit as good as anything the network does, you know, live for an NFL game. I mean, it's the real McCoy. But, of course, we only have tape to store it on now. I'm dying to transfer it to something like Blu-ray, so I've been doing a lot of reading about it. Go Blu-ray.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's great to talk to you and have a great year.
Thank you very much. Take care. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment really quick about a prediction. What you were just talking about, though, is very significant to this, what's going on as far as the media wanting you to get certain images.
Well, wait a minute. Do you want to comment on a prediction or do you want to make
a prediction? No, I was going to make a prediction.
Oh, okay.
Well, my prediction was that, I do believe that there will be a race war, but it will not be between white and black people. It'll be between Mexicans and African Americans in our own society, and the media will cover it sort of like they're covering the weather now and everything. It'll be a big issue, even though it'll be in small areas.
That'd be a big issue, all right.
Of America, they will cover it as like a big epidemic, and it will sort of overtake the media fascination for the next year.
If something on a gigantic scale like that occurred, then you might see the UN step in. You never know, but it's hard to imagine that. I mean, that is so not an American value. So not an American value that it's very hard for me to imagine that it could even occur. And I guess I don't believe it. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Art.
Yes.
Yes. This is Steve. You were intuitive from San Diego.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Yellowstone is not going to blow up. The Midwestern Rift is not going to open. But my prediction is that Southern California in particular, the jet stream is going to swoop down and wreak havoc on Southern California and perhaps your direction with monstrous storms and waves. And we will have rain and storms that we have never seen.
Let me tell you something. I was watching the Weather Channel two nights ago, and they were talking about the current storm ravaging its way across the West. And they said, except for the fact that there were a couple of fortunately placed low-pressure systems, the jet stream would have been on the ground with 100-mile-per-hour plus winds. They actually said we were that close to it happening with regard to the current storm.
I'm looking at this to happen at the end of January and perhaps February and maybe as late as March. But I predict that the storms will be the worst that Southern California and the region have seen in recorded history.
All right, sir. I appreciate the call, number 124. And I'd like to add here that years ago, Ed said to a very unbelieving American public that one of his predictions would be the jet stream actually touching ground, coming down and touching ground. I'm sure many of you remember that. International Line, you're on the air, and where, pray tell, are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Dan from Vancouver.
Yes, Dan.
How you doing?
Fine.
It's an honor to speak with you.
Thank you.
Anyways, I have a prediction this year.
Yes?
I've been, over the last few months, I've been having this dream about once a week where I'm on a road with a chainsaw. I know it sounds weird. And I'm cutting down the trees to block the road.
Huh.
And I think about the dream, and then it sort of clicks with the bird flu and things like that. And it's almost like I'm going somewhere.
Is your prediction concerning the bird flu, for example, specifically?
Well,
or
it's something bad's happening with everybody, and I'm blocking this road so nobody else can get through. To keep people out, yeah. And I've been waking up I've been having the same dream. I'm on this dirt road with my chainsaw. I don't know who I'm with. I'm with some people. But I'm dropping trees, so they can't come, so we're safe.
Boy, that is freaky.
And I'm having the same, I've had it at least 20 times, this dream.
I think that is significant, and
I recognize the area, but I can't tell you where it is.
It goes along with what we've been hearing tonight. That's chilling. I think that's chilling. A repetitive dream, 20 times or more, a man with a chainsaw cutting down trees to prevent the public from getting to him. Perhaps blocking a town or an area in Canada because of something as serious as the bird flu. That's a definite trend tonight. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Calling from Washington State?
Yes, sir.
First time caller.
And your first name?
Rich.
Okay, Rich, what is it you imagine befalling us in 06?
Probably the most catastrophic set of events that America will have ever witnessed in this nation within the national boundaries. I know World War II was tragic, but inside our nation's boundaries, I would say it will be the most catastrophic year in every way imaginable. And I listened with interest tonight a number of callers were describing similar events with Mexico and...
Really?
Yeah, well, you even commented yourself there seemed to be a similarity of different...
Yes, I'm seeing a pattern, yes, with respect to that, and perhaps something like the bird flu, something really catastrophic, to use your word.
Mm-hmm. Well, what caught my interest was there was a prophet, a man who was a pastor in Romania, and I'll cut it real short, but he came to America with a message. And this was after he had been persecuted severely and nearly lost his life in Romania under communist persecution. But essentially all he did was pass out Bibles. But they beat him to within a breath of his life. And God gave him a vision of the devastation of America. And his words were simply this: it will begin with a communist-inspired event in the middle of America. And as I listened tonight, I thought, bingo, this Mexican conflict is going to erupt into something beyond, it'll be a conflagration. But he said it would be communist-inspired.
Well, this is, thank you very much. It's, I've now heard this enough, this problem with Mexico and South America and the border, to believe that there's probably something up with this. I mean, when you consider the number of predictions that we've taken, 126, and for this number to be concerned about Mexico, South America, the border, catastrophic things, I don't know. It's a trend. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, my gosh. I feel blessed to be in, and I have everything from outer space to cows. Which would you prefer?
From outer space to cows. Well, first of all, you can only make one prediction. That's one of the rules.
And there's no way that I can possibly tie these in.
Of course there is. I mean, if a ship doesn't actually come all the way down, but beam some cows up, that would all fit.
This is good. This could be, or I could segue into something to do with a
come on now. We need an honest to goodness thought out prediction.
Okay, here is what it is. We're going to be hearing that BSE is in our milk supply or suspected to be. That would be, what is it, bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Mad cow.
Yeah,
he
said that. I can't
believe
it.
That's right, mad cow.
Happy New Year. Yes, right. And the reason I suspect this is because I have too much time on my hands, and I call these 800 numbers on my milk carton, and I say, okay, it's organic, and these cows never met a pesticide, and blah, blah, blah. And, but where do they roam? Where do they, what is they, you know, where's their pasture? You know,
let me tell you what I worry about, all right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Here's what I worry about. I worry that a lot of Alzheimer's, which is a very difficult thing to diagnose, especially early, and maybe I'm getting a little conspiratorial here, but I'm not altogether sure that BSE might not already be here, misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's.
Yes, crossed my mind many, many a time. And, you know, there's some joke in here, I suppose I'll let you find it, of, you know, till the cows come home. But when I call the 800 numbers and say, where do these cows pasture, they won't tell me. They say it's proprietary information.
Proprietary? Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, and then
can't tell you where our cows are.
Yeah, you know, and until the cows come home. Well, I want to know, you know, where they come from.
Well,
come home to give me the milk.
So you've called, what, large dairies or what?
Well, I called, like, the 800 numbers on, I won't say it on the air, but a couple of huge, you know, bulk warehouse wholesale guys.
That's
you know.
Cool.
And you know who they are, and they know who they are, and they say they're protecting the vendor. Now, go for that one.
Well, there are all kinds of legal things, so maybe that's it, or maybe the cows really are proprietary. Well, BSE in milk, that's pretty bad, all right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, Art.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you one of my great-granddaughter. She's 11, and she said she keeps dreaming about a huge wave. It's like a cloud. So I suppose it would be like a tsunami. But that's all she says. And then, you know, she just has these bad dreams over and over again.
Nothing specific about where or when?
No, no. She said she just sees this huge black cloud,
well,
but
now,
it's water.
Listen, I'm taking predictions for 06.
Okay. Well,
so,
I would, since she just started having them, I would think it probably would help to happen soon. So I don't know.
So you think a tsunami of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got it, and there are many things that could cause that. Thank you very much. That is, believe it or not, prediction 128, west of the Rockies. You're on the air.
This is Brian in Tucson, Arizona, listening to the 790 KNST.
Yes, sir.
And my prediction is, before the end of January, impeachment proceedings will begin against President Bush.
Are you a fan of the president's?
I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent?
I'm indifferent.
Very careful answer.
I'm an independent.
You're independent?
Yes.
Huh. You don't dislike the president?
Oh, I think he's a good person.
You do?
Yes, but I think the Democrats want revenge for Clinton.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that told me everything I wanted to know. Thank you. It's not being recorded. That amounts to a wish. That amounts to a simple political judgment and nothing that came to you as a psychic revelation, which is what we're looking for. First-time caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Art?
Quite well, sir.
Okay. Mine starts as a C. Not exactly sure. Sometime in the spring, a comet is going to hit Earth. Not a large one.
Okay,
but
that's
what
good.
What comes out of it is a gigantic cloud of gas. Spreads around, and I heard somebody call in earlier with the zombie thing.
Yes.
And It what it does to humans is about as close to what you're going to get as a zombie. But they're not walking around like, you know, all retarded. They're more like rabid dogs. So imagine, like, your neighbor, just rabid. So they're not slower. They're just, like, they do anything to get to you.
The zombie prediction, sir, was the favorite for me of the night. It was the best of the night. I, you know, and fast zombies, too.
Yeah, and they're more like rabid zombies, so I wish they were the slow ones, but,
listen,
remember,
buddy. Listen.
Remember, people remember, no bullets, manual weapons, they don't run out of ammo.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good night. And you will be at number 129. It has been such a pleasure to have done now the two nights of predictions for this year that we're now in with you. And, of course, we will now safely seal these in the Bell family